July 13, 2014. In the year of our Lord Jesus Christ of the New Age of Confirmation and Fire. Welcome to Jesus Christ University. How can I help you, sir?
I would like three jewels. Love, praise, and gratitude.
Okay, would that be by credit card or would that be by gold tried in the fire?
That would be by gold tried in the fire.
Is that gold within you or without you?
That's within me.
You got it, baby. You will get love, praise, and gratitude. Or who would you give that love and praise and gratitude to?
I would give it to the Ghost Holy.
And why would you give it to the Ghost Holy?
Because that's the God inside of me that's closer than hands and feet, my brothers and sisters. Yes.
And why do you love the God closer than hands and feet?
Because that's the God that's in control of all things around me, through me. It guides me. It tells me what to do. It tells me everything. That is my Redeemer.
Did you say that is your Redeemer?
You heard right, my loving brother. That is my dynamic Redeemer. That is going to redeem me from the fall. That is going to transfigure my body. That Holy Ghost within me. That is going to talk to me day and night. That is my bada boom buddy.
Is that the Zoom light? Spirit of Jesus Christ?
You better believe it. It's the Zoom light. How I want to do is zoom, and the boom.
Holy light.
So, yeah, that's that Zoom light, my loving brother, within me. That Zoom purging energy that flows throughout the universe.
Can you praise that light of Christ within?
That light of Christ is definitely worth praise. And, oh, loving God within me, the Zoom light Christ fire within me, the Ghost Holy, the Holy Ghost, whatever you want to call it, but we know his name is Jah Jesus. That Jah Jesus energy within me, I love you, I praise you, I thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Jah Jesus. I love you. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Amen. In the name of your glorious new name, Jesus Christ. This power, my brother, how real is this power?
This power is very real. It's very dynamic. It's supposed to be the most realest thing on this planet for us. Because without it, we can't do anything. I mean, I couldn't function without it. It's real because it brings things to my memory. It's real because it guides me. It's real because it protects me from negative forces. It's real because it's the power that illuminates me. It's the power that transfigures my body into becoming a god. It's the power and light of redemption. Yes, baby. Jesus, baby.
That's a holy power. That power is so holy, it makes you want to sing to that power, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's that everlasting song that's within our heart. It's that jewel song. See, we got these jewels within us. These jewels that we're talking about, love, praise, and gratitude, are within us, you know, and that's our jewels. Most people are not really in tune with the jewels because you have to have a agape love for these jewels, and that comes by getting Jesus Ghost Holy.
Oh, so you're saying that we can give this great love and this praise and this thanksgiving to the great Zoom light of Christ, the Ghost Holy?
Oh, yes. It's bada boom. Matter of fact, Jesus turned flips. Let us say again, Jesus turned flips, and the Father drinks a good old brew of orange juice when we start praising the Ghost Holy, because that's what they do. They're using the Ghost Holy. So we are their children, so we should follow their example, don't you think, my loving brother?
I agree.
Yeah, so we're going to praise that Ghost Holy just like they do. Jesus, when he says, my Father, he was talking about the Father within him. What is the Father within him? The Ghost Holy.
Holy.
I know most people think it's the Father Allah Jehovah. No, it was the Ghost Holy.
So that's the same as the light of Christ within, isn't it?
It's the same thing.
The
I don't
Holy
want my
Spirit.
Brother to see. It's the Holy Spirit,
uh-huh.
The Ghost Holy, the Holy Ghost, divine, sire,
okay.
Whatever you want to call it. It's proper name is
Jesus.
But it's the Holy Spirit. Whatever you want to call it, you know. We call it Zoom light energy.
Yes.
We call Christ energy. We call it Holy Kangaisi. Well, I mean, yeah. it's many names. The Holy Shekinah within us. I mean, it's a lot of names in there. But the most powerful name that I would urge my loving brothers and sisters to use is Jah Jesus, baby.
Okay. I agree with you on that, my loving brother. So the reality of this divine Holy Spirit, this Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, this eternal Zoom light, is that why we're having another covenant on July 20th, 2014? A.D., in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ of the New Age, known as Zoom Light Thanksgiving Jajaisusi, New and Everlasting Covenant.
You got that right, baby.
And today's covenant is Jajaisusi Christ Zoom Light, New and Everlasting Covenant, for those who got caught on to the one that we're doing today on the 7:13, and your time zone, whatever the time that this program airs, your covenant becomes effective as you be in love with Jajaisusi. Jah Jesus,
baby, I love you. I praise you, Jah Jesus. I adore you. I'm in love with you. You are my lover. I love you. I love you. I love you. So be it. In the name of Jah Jesus, amen.
Sing a new song, Jah Jesus Christ, King of Kings.
Heavenly Father within, Jah Jesus, we love you. We praise you. We're gratified to you. We thank you for the audience of the earth. We thank you for blessing every human on the earth with a hoof, with a earth suit on, with body flesh. We thank you for blessing the people who listen in the heavens on all different. It's thousands and thousands of heavens. We thank you, and it's a privilege that you are listening. And we thank you for the people who are in darkness. We thank you that they may be delivered by the message that we say through the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your guiding force. We thank you for you telling us what to say, how to say it, when to say it. We love you. We praise you. In the name of Jah Jesus, baby. Amen.
Live. We are here live on the earth in the name of our Creator and Redeemer and the inner Christ light, Jah Jesus Christ. Jah
Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, baby. And our archives are free. You can tune in at any time. There's no charge. Just go right ahead and hear our program. We are here live on a hot, sticky, glorious day and night, 99 degrees in Changra, Thailand, the Royal Republic of Thailand. And I hear that it's burning up, my brother, over there in the west coast of the United States of America, Washington, Seattle, Washington area in the USA. I hear their temperature is 95 degrees. I hear that Paradise, California, Los Angeles area, their temperature, I believe, is also in the 90s. And in the Oregon state and the Portland, Oregon, I hear that they in the USA 97 degrees. Can you believe they got a heat wave over there in Paradise area?
Oh yeah. It's that sun rays of the light of Christ is bada boom. What you feeling is the Christ rays, especially up in that Pacific Northwest up there in Holy Ghost headquarters. It's hotter than usual because the Christ is emanating his rays of light through it. As you know, the sun is kind of whitish. It used to be kind of orange or yellow, may I say.
Right.
And now it's white. The Christ light is emanating through that, and is more so in the Pacific Northwest up there.
Are you saying that the light of Christ, this divine ultimate energy from the throne of Almighty Jesus Christ, is penetrating the sun and the heavens, the big orb in the sky?
Oh, yeah. It's penetrating. I mean, it's really penetrating because, I mean, you getting that. Some people say, oh, it's hot, and it's not even what? It could be like 80 degrees.
Right.
And they say, gee, it's hot. And, you know, so, yeah, it's really radiated its energy. And so what you feel is the light of Christ. Like some people say you can get a disease, or you can get what's that on your skin, or cancer, and all that. That's a bunch of crap. No, you can't get anything from that. That's Jesus' energy. Now, how is it going to hurt an earth body that it wants to get in to? But no, it doesn't. If you're a negative being and doing negative, yes, it will do something, because it's pure divine light. Pure divine light doesn't go well with negative stuff. If you're doing a lot of negative, it is going to react to you. But if you're living a pure life under the Lord Jesus, nothing's going to happen to you. You can stay as long as you want. Matter of fact, the energy will cool you down.
Oh, okay. You're right, my loving brother, because that is so correctly, because when we are in tune with the divine white light of Christ, it does make a difference with this Zoom light. Focusing on the divine love and rays of light, it penetrates our temple, and like you say, when it's too hot, it cools us down. When we're too cool, it warms us up just right, because we're in the kingdom of light. And for those ministers that are lying, telling people that God made the world out of nothing, wake up, silly heads, wake up again. And the book of Genesis, not Hennessy and Blunt, but the book of Genesis, where it speaks about the origin of creation. And it says, in the beginning, or in the original translation, like it says, Gore, Elohim, produced that from the universe, that which was from the universe, that which became in galaxies, that which was produced from the galaxies, and then God produced suns, and that which produced suns produced planetary systems, and the planetary system came in focus, and then the Earth planetary system came into existence, and God said it was good. And then after so many thousands of years, after that verse 1 to verse 2, there was a big difference, because in the fall of Satan fell, and then the earth had to go through a change of recreation, and the volcanoes erupted, and a lot of disturbance in the forest happened. And then it says, and the spirit, in the original, the Hagio Spiritus, which is by interpretation in Aramaic, is Una Roca, which means top Holy Ghost, or top holy energy, or top Zoom light, the most highest light of creation, the light that always was. So Holy Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. And then the next verse is, and God said, let there be light. So through that light, everything was created out of light. Our physical bodies, Adam's body, Eva's body, even the first one, wife, Lilith, was formed out of light. Everybody was created out of light. That's what makes us so exciting and so beautiful on this planetary. It says, and God took the dust of the ground and formed man. Well, in that dust, he had to have some light, would you say, my brother?
Oh, definitely. It was light energy.
Yes, yes.
Because he was full of light.
That's right. So light plus light times light equals the light.
So when you say that we are full of light.
Yes, we are definitely full of light, because we are composed of the very thing that the Creator formed ancient times ago. And we were a ray of light before we came to Earth. And so we were the rays of light without a personality. That was eons ago. And then we became a consciousness into a spirit being. So all that timing, then a personality was developed, that each individual has a personality, and we have the spark of light within us. So we are magnanimous beings, because we are made of the very light that is inside of our Creator Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So if we got the light that is in them, therefore we bear the image of the Almighty, and we are wonderful people if we allow ourselves to rise up above the dogmatic estate.
So we are the image of the Father and Jesus, my loving brother?
Absolutely so. We are the direct divine image of Jehovah, Jesus, and Jesus, our Heavenly Father and our Savior. So true that we bear the glory within our beings as Jesus prayed. You know, on the Gmail, I like what these people ask. Glory to Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you right now, eternal spirit within us. We agape you, sweetheart, darling, baby. We just can't help ourselves to give you the glory and to give you the praise. And if anyone is out there that needs to be salvaged or saved, somebody is full of negative, anyone that's down and out, come to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And I guarantee if you come with the honest heart all over the world and just humbly repent and just say, Lord Jesus Christ, I repent. I am sorry for all my sins. Thank you for helping me to put me on the path of righteousness and lead me and guide me. I guarantee you, my brothers and sisters, if you have the honest heart, Jesus Christ can forgive sins. He does have the power to forgive sins on the earth. So if you are here on the earth in this realm and you are in hell, and the bald fowls of hell and that ram. And you need to get forgiven. Talk to the Son of God, Jesus, baby. Jesus. You call on Jesus, that power zooms you, and you can become filled with the spirit of light, the zoom light of all energy. Amen. To the truth of Jesus Christ. A life without prayer is very sad. Because when people that don't pray, something's wrong with them. Something's missing in their brain. They must have laid back on the beach, faced their face toward the sky, and smoked a blunt. And they don't got burnt up. Their brain cells burnt up, and the sun rays are burning them up. Two fireballs in a strange way, because they're not in love with the Son of Righteousness. And it is high time. It is high power to be so in love with this divine, like number, this light of Jesus Christ, this Zoom light, the Zoom light in us. You see, and then I'll get to the questions in a few seconds, that people, I notice on the religious stations, they're making songs about Jesus now, a little bit better now. They're getting a little bit better. They're watching our program, my brother. They're catching on.
I don't watch TV, so I don't know.
Right. I won't mention the religious stations, but, you know, but people know who they are. And I think it's wonderful that they're magnifying, you know, they're singing a little bit more Jesus in the songs than before. They need to do a lot of improvement, you know, get rid of them choruses, like, woo, woo. Like, hey, cut throw that in the garbage can. And that chorus went to the old business, sing to Jesus, you know. Can I notice, I hear some of the slots say, that's what they got a good chance to put Jesus, 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 oh, yeah, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, Jesus. But instead of saying that, they'd be saying, oh, you're trying to be Dracula or Frankenstein? What's the matter with you? Trying to become Dr. Frankenstein's creation? But you see, the people, they want to hear themselves sing and not get raptured up in the love of Jesus Christ. You see, because when you in love, that's what this whole program was about, learning to love, praise, and gratitude. And so the people, Jimmy, some people give their last name, some don't. Some say Mr., some don't. So Jimmy from Sandusky, Ohio. Carita, I believe that's a lady. Carita from Mansfield, Ohio. This is USA so far, USA. Bania from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, United States of America. Coretta from Los Angeles, California, USA. Sibona from Dallas, Texas, USA. Achilia from Netherlands, and these names I mentioned, that they all ask the same question, so I'll get to the question. Mohammed Amor from Iran, I believe that's in Baghdad, Iran or Iraq, Baghdad, Middle East, I think that's good. People are asking questions. Arcelio from Athens, Greece. Kenny Sorico from Miami, Florida. Tanisha from Jupiter, Florida, USA. That's the USA right there. Benito from Mexico City, Mexico. Amarilia from, let's see, where's she from? Amarilia, where you from, baby? I think you're from Paris, France, I believe. I understand that right. Hosea from Dallas, Texas, USA. Albina, so like Obama. Albina from Hawaii, and the president of the United States, he's from Hawaii. So anywho, Albina from Hawaii. Ichirio Samadia from Okinawa, Japan. Who else? All these questions. And the thing is, they're so similar and so excitement. Rashid from Zambia, India. Who's this other person? Let me see. Sally Fea from Israel, Tel Aviv. Glory to Jesus. There's many more questions, but I've just mentioned a few of the names of the people. They asked, did Jesus pray to himself, or did he pray to God? What's the answer to that? I love that, because people got everything so mixed up. And these are beautiful, enduring, powerful questions. Did Jesus pray to God?
Jesus prayed to the God within him.
Yes, right.
He prayed to the Holy Divine Sire, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit within him. he was always in tune with that. He said, my Father, which art in heaven, the heaven, the Aranus within you. Mm-hmm. You know, he was always in contact with that. I mean, hey, Father, in heaven, can you hear me? I mean, come on, it's omnipresent. He's within them. Mm-hmm. The Father does, I mean, everybody's in contact with this divine energy within them.
Yes.
I'm down from Allah, Jehovah, to his son, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
They were both in tune with this energy within them. Every time he said Father, every time in the Bible he said Father, he's talking about the Father within them, the Holy Ghost within them. That's who he's talking to. That's who he's saying, seek the kingdom of heaven. What? That's within you. Seek the kingdom of heaven, and everything else will be drawn to you, will come to you. He's talking about that heavenly place within you. You can live in heaven on this planet Earth.
It's not heaven?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can live in heaven on this planet Earth. Okay. You know, even though all the stuff is going around, you can live in a state of consciousness of heaven by having the Holy Ghost around you, protecting you, guiding you. That is established a heavenly place here on Earth. Your temple is in heaven, walking the Earth. Even though it's the most wickedest place on the universe here,
that's right.
You can live in heaven here by praising this divine holy fire within you, the Holy Ghost, by loving it, by giving it gratitude. Gratitude is this. That's it. When you have gratitude, everything just starts multiplying towards you. When you have gratitude, you know those people that's happy, have gratitude, how things just come to them, and people who are always complaining, down and out, nothing never happens, they always dragging. You know what? That's the worst thing you can do on the planet.
Do they belong to the grope and mope?
The grope, mope, dope beauty. I don't know. It's some kind of unit that's not good.
Okay.
I mean, that's the worst thing you can do is complain and bitter and this. That's why you need the Ghost Holy. When you have the Ghost Holy, that lifts all your burdens away. You know, the Ghost Holy is there to help you. You got to invite it in. By complaining, you shove it away. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that the Ghost Holy is within all of us. It's within all my brothers and sisters in the heavens, on the earth, and in the pit of hell. We thank you for that Ghost Holy. We love the Ghost Holy. We thank you that May, she is graduating on the 13th.
Yes.
And she is graduating to take on her physical body from the realms of heaven. I thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, we love you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. That is so beautiful, my brother.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. The people from other realms, you know, like the scripture said, there's a resurrection unto life,
uh-huh.
And then there's another resurrection, and then people who died and they were keeping the golden rule or some principles of Jesus Christ, they can escalate and elevate.
Right.
And then their bodies can be returned to them, like Sister May, like you say,
uh-huh.
You know, that's receiving her wonderful body on July 13th, which
right.
As we speak, it is happening right now.
Right now.
I think that's so beautiful that
yeah.
They, you know, they focus. And, another lady who passed, Ken Jay's mom, Eula Johnson, or Eula Marciella, a sweet lady that she used to talk to me and Kenny about according to Hoyle. And sometimes we didn't pay attention. Then later she got me alone, and she said, you know, sweetie, you must listen. Think about say, this message of Hoyle. You know, Hoyle speaks of Yahweh. And she got my attention when she said Yahweh. I said, what did you say? She says, you know, Yahweh is the omnipresent spirit everywhere. That got my attention real good. I said, tell me more. And she said, according to Hoyle, this almighty energy is everywhere present, knocking at the door of your consciousness. And when you contact this power, you will be in love, and you will have happiness on the earth. I said, I like that. Because, you know, I was, you know, spiritual and stuff like that, and desiring more and more. And as we began to talk, you know, I said, Yahweh, that's the eternal energy. That's the Hebrew name for the great light, which is transliterated, Jesus. Yahweh, Jesus. You see? So when she said that, it all clicked that, wait, this is about the almighty energy. Pharrell Sanders, a jazz artist, back in the 70s or 80s in the United States of America, he sung a song or a music about energy. And he said, and I remember the words, he said, you know, the people way back then knew this energy as Yahweh. So it's like, in Hebrew, the wonderful Jewish brothers and sisters, they know about that great name, but they shun using the great name, and some of them don't recognize this energy, like the Christians don't recognize it. They put, like you said, my brother, the God way up there in the heavenly realm, and they keep him stuck up there. And I just got her in. She said, place God in your temple. That's what Jesus taught. If they recognize that this God, this Father within, this Father of glory dwells on the inside. In the book of John, the 17th chapter, Jesus prayed. You know, they answered the questions that many people that called in, that Jesus Christ did not pray to himself. It just don't look logical. You know, like, oh, me great I am. You know, oh, me. He prayed to the great I am within him. And so, like you said, my brother, Jesus Christ, when he was going to the cross, he talked to the Father, and he prayed and communed with the Father within, because whether you know it or not, saints and sweethearts all across the planetary systems and across the heavenly realm and the lower realms, whether you know it or not, all your prayers go directly to the Zoom light of Christ or the Holy Spirit. When you pray, they are transferred right to the Christ within you, because after all, we are all made of the divine light of Christ. This Zoom light energy, in the book of John, the first chapter, it says, in the beginning, word was Jesus, and the word was Jesus with God, and the word was a God like the Father. I'm giving you more accurate translation from the King James. And the same Jesus was with God before time was time. And the same Jesus who came to earth was the one who created the earth times ago. And Jesus ignited people with the light. And Jesus is the messenger of light because he is light. And Jesus placed the light on every individual who cometh into the world. So isn't that magnificent, my brother, how we got this light for my elder brother, Jesus Christ, that the same light he got, we got.
You got to believe that.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes.
Because he said that in the book of the Apostolic Scriptures, it says, the same Spirit of God that raised up Jesus from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies. Like you said earlier, that our physical bodies can be transformed. We can be transliterated. We can be transfigured like Enoch of old, St. John, Mother Maria, Elijah, Daniel, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Moses, and many, many others. You know, martyrs, Annalise Skyrin, Christine Mercy, to bring it down to today. As a matter of fact, Christ, Annalise Skyrin was translated June 1951. I came to earth, I believe, a year later. So that says something. We're living in the age of power and light. We're living in the age of Zoom light. And in this Zoom light, you are where you are where you're supposed to be. Like the geographical assignment, our geographical assignment is to a people or a place that we are to progress in. Like my castle, well, I'm in the Budala. In my ceiling, it has the hieroglyphics of Yahweh all through the, you know, through the inside, through the room. Mm-hmm. We got a separate room in the Budala. And I remember years ago, well, a couple of years, 2.5 to 3 years ago, maybe plus tax, the director said, you know, this room is this particular room in the Budala, especially made for you, sweetie. And when I walked in, I could feel the Holy Presence. Now, you know, most Buddhists, many of them don't believe in a creator or a God or a supreme being. Some believe in energy or, you know, there's different degrees. I won't get into the different degrees. But when you search and you recognize light is everywhere. And so in that particular room, it's got the Hebrew name of energy, Yahweh. And I looked up and everything and I, you know, fascinated. And that's been about 3 years plus tax, plus or minus, how it's fascination because knowing the truth that the name Yahweh, like I said earlier, is transliterated, Jajesusi, direct light, pure light, holy light. In reference to the Zoom light that's in this, omnipresent, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-glorious, all-good. And so, therefore, to continue to answer the question to the people that asked, did Jesus pray to himself, or is it two distinct individuals? Yes, there is. And Jesus Christ, like you said, my brother, he concentrated on the light. He was sucked into the inner light, the Zoom light of Christ. He brought forth the Christ. He bear the name of the Christ. He is the Christ. The name of the Christ is Jesus, or in English, Jesus, Jesus. And that name, would you say that name keeps devils in hell and binds devils to the pit of hell?
Oh, yeah, you better believe it. That name is an all-powerful name. that name, when you say Jah-Jesusi, I'm going to make it plain, Jah-Jesus, because most everybody in the whole world knows about Jah-Jesus. When you say that Jah-Jesus, that gets everything's attention. I mean, when you say Jah-Jesus, the Holy Ghost is right there waiting.
Yes.
Then you have the gods. Then you have, on top of that, you have the angels and the cherubims. And then you have the demons that's like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble now.
They know
the power. Let me get the hell out of here. So basically, when you say that name, Jah-Jesus, it's all powerful. When you're in a predicament, say Jah-Jesus, baby. Jah-Jesus, baby. When I see my brother, Jah-Jesus, baby.
Right.
Jah-Jesus, baby. That's our greeting.
Jah-Jesus,
baby.
That's
you know. So there ain't going to be no room for no hanky-panky or no demons coming and try to get confusion or whatever else going on. So that name is a name of authority and a name of power. And we as Christians throughout the world should be using that name more than any other name.
Do you feel that did you feel that the House, Speaker of the House, John Boehner?
Boehner Boehner?
Yes.
Boehner Boehner? Boehner 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 Boehner
Boehner
Boehner
Boehner
Boehner
Boehner
Boehner. I love that brother.
Yes,
okay,
we
what?
Do.
Okay.
Should he use the name of Jah-Jesus?
Of course.
But he's a Republican.
What difference does that make? For what, he's a Republican? It's for all, Republicans and Democrats.
Even Patty Murphy in the United States of America?
Oh, yeah.
Washington State?
Oh, yeah.
USA?
Oh, yeah. Everybody should use that name. That's
okay.
The name of authority and power. When you use that name, Mr. Boehner Boehner, you will get out. I know it's tough in the House, and it's tough.
Right.
That's a tough job.
Yes, indeed.
You guys should be using it all the time.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Because when you get in the fix, try it. Use that powerful name.
Yes.
The president does.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Use that name. Use that name of authority. And then you see how things will start to work out. They should be praying in that name. But you know how the negative forces they have, let's use God. Let's
right,
use
titles.
This.
Mm-hmm.
Let's use titles. But you can do whatever you want. You have the free will. But everybody of the House, Senate, they should be using the name.
Right.
Our country would be just turned around by the power of that name. Everybody using that name. But, you know, it's what it is now. But try it and believe it, and it will activate.
You get that right, sweetheart. That's the name of the game right there. Because the name of Jesus Christ, it makes you happy. You know, you call upon that divine name, Jesus, and you feel a thrill in your soul. In the book of the Holy Scriptures, in Acts, the 4th chapter, the verse 12, and the scripture says, and there is no other name under heaven that whereby humankind can be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. And then the other divine scripture, call upon my name, Judge Jesus, forevermore, that I may precipitate or multiply the light of Christ that is in you.
Did you say the light of Christ is going to come more abundantly into you, all around you, all through you, by just saying the name? Are you saying that?
Oh, yes, exactly. I'll give a demonstration in my prayer. Jesus, Judge Jesus, Judge Jesus, Judge Jesus, Judge Jesus, amen. In your glorious name, Jesus.
And that's so, let the people know, that is a prayer.
Yes.
What my brother just said, that is a prayer. You don't have to have fancy words and all this stuff and stuff. Basically, Jah-Jesusi is a prayer.
Yes.
Jah-Jesus is a prayer. Just saying the name, that's a prayer, my brothers and brothers. That is a prayer. That's all you need to say. I love you, Jah-Jesus. Or just Jah-Jesus, baby.
That's right, baby. You hit it right on the thumb. Because magnifying that divine great name, and people are finding out the religious or spiritual leaders and pastors and priests and prophets and holy fathers, they are recognizing that we are the revival. The revival is not coming. Maybe to them, we here, we got it, because we are actifying the divine, supreme, exalted, top name of Jesus Christ. And when the churches decide to catch up and stop saying the loud and the Lord and go further, then they say, oh, okay. Like I said a couple of months ago, they got these new Bible translators out, and they say, the Lord is his name. Throw those Bibles in the fireplace this fall. When you be having your Christmas celebration, you can watch them burn. And I'm not trying to say that in mockery. The Bible is very holy. It is a very sacred book, very honorable, directed by the Holy Spirit. But some of these modern day, you know, books that and translators that have, they write stuff that they want to do. They want to throw out the great precious name Jehovah. It's so romantic, Jehovah. And not recognizing the Father of light, the Father of glory, who sent the Son of God. And They don't want to magnify. They'll just say the Lord. No, the Lord is not his name. It's Jehovah or Jehovah. In ancient scriptures, it got Jehovah sent the Son, Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat came and manifest the Holy Spirit, which bears the divine direct name, Jehoshaphat, or Jehoshaphat, or English personnel. So this name of power is not to be taken for granted. Like we said before, on the earth level and in the realms of Hades, Hell, Gehenna, Sheol, and the name of supremacy is the name of deliverance. The name of deliverance is the name of happiness and joy. That's where the love, praise, and gratitude come from, like that you bought earlier when I said, welcome to Jesus Christ University. How can I help you? You said, I'm going to buy the three precious jewels. The jewels is love, praise, and gratitude. Because when that is given you, you make love to the Christ within you. You feel so goodified, sweethearts. You just feel a thrill. Heaven is on earth as well as there is a heaven above. There is a kingdom of light and the beyond. There is people. There is places, the kingdom of Jesus Christ, Kolabi, and various kingdoms, celestial glory. But while you're here on planet earth, it's time to get jiggified. It's time to get happified. It's time to get glorified. It's time to stir it up, baby. Like I said, I'm telling you, somebody been putting that old business instead of putting the omnipresent Jesus in it. They got the problem because they got placeholder words because they're not using the magnificent name. And when you praise, you don't have to say all them extracurricular words. Like we said earlier, you just chant the name. Like when I carry the bells before, you know, a lot of times we're singing, oh, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus song, and then the song just comes right in, because the new song is the name of the Son of God, which is within us, the name of Jehoshaphat.
So you're saying the kingdom of heaven is right here now?
Oh, yes.
Are people waiting to go to some kingdom up in Kolab?
The late great people are waiting to go, you know, to die and get there. But hear ye the truth. And the scripture, that's why I said the Holy Scriptures are inspired by the light. The Holy Scriptures, Jesus Christ and the apostles, they were taught. Jesus himself said, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. The kingdom of heaven is within you. The kingdom of heaven is now to be established. And the Lord's Prayer, it says, thy kingdom come on earth and in earth as it is in the heavenlies. You see, this joy, that's why the Christians are supposed to be, or the Christians are supposed to be the most happiest place on earth. Not Disneyland and Disney World and California and USA and the Southern Florida state. I mean, that's nice, but big Mickey Mouse, that ain't the most happiest place to be. That's the most expensive place to be. They take your money and they run with it.
So you're saying this kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh.
Now, so you're saying this kingdom of heaven. This kingdom of heaven is right now. Now, we're talking to the earth realm. We're talking about earth.
Yes.
I know it's many different realms. It's right now, here now. It's
yes.
Not some kind of thing you're going to get later when you go up to a level of heaven wherever you go. It's this kingdom of heaven that Jesus is talking about. We're talking about the Son of God talked about.
Yes.
You're saying that should be lived right now. We can live in the kingdom of heaven right now on earth.
Oh,
here,
yeah.
Now.
Right. Because if you went to the Kali Yuga, you'd be waiting, baby. You'd be waiting for a long time.
Now, tell them what the Kali Yuga is, my
beloved. Okay. Oh, the Kali Yuga is an ancient Sanskrit word, which means 26,000 years. 26,000 earth years equals one light year. And like I said yesterday, whenever the last time we came on live, spoke of how one day, to the Lord Jesus is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is as one day. Well, you go from the earth level time, then you go into the realms of light, of light years. But see, our Christ is a scientist, you know, because he created everything. And so 26,000 earth years equals one light year. So if you take 1,000 earth years and multiply it with light years, you'll be hanging around here. When the kingdom going to come? You'll be old and gray, dead and gray, three times plucked up, reincarnated, and we're not even in the reincarnation. I just threw that in there for a good measure. But it's like you'll be going through some changes because Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God, taught the divine revelation that the kingdom of the heavens is within you now. This is why a lot of our beautiful church people are so sad today. They got long faces because they're looking, when the Lord going to come? When is he coming? He already came 10 days after the ascension. And the apostles, they say...
So you shouldn't be looking for him to come? Is that what you're saying?
In a sense, I'm explaining that too. When those two divine angel beings, they were standing when Jesus was lifted up on the fog or the cloud and the misty water, and they say, They were fascinated because he was a fireball going up in glory. His body was on fire with glory because he knew he was going to be the baptizer of the Holy Ghost. And he had did his job of being assassinated for the people. You know, he would do some glory. So as he was taken up in the glory in the heavenly realm, the angel beings or these divine holy people, they said, why are you gazing? I know you're tripping, and I would be tripping too if I was immortal, but why are you gazing at that Jesus going up yonder? They say, well, we're fascinated because he's a fireball. Look at him. He's transliterated into energy. The angels say, the same Jesus that you see go up, he's also coming like manna. They say, oh, okay. And then they remember, Jesus Christ said, go in the upper room and tarry for the power. Wait for the power of the Holy Ghost. Well, now think, when Jesus was taken up on this cloud, and the ancient scrolls, it said he was transliterated up in the heavenlies as a fireball. Think about that. In the beginning, he was a fireball, as we taught many, many Sundays ago. He's a fireball of energy and glory with the human body, being glorified body, human, being taken up in the heavenly realm. Well, when he went up, and the apostles in the upper room, the 120 plus, the women and children and various men, after the 10-day period, after he ascended, Jesus Christ ascended, it says this energy came back to them, or came in their being, and their tongues were on fire. They had fireballs, energy, manifesting in the upper room, my brother. Isn't that fascinating? They show you that Christ has returned through his energy, the fires of the Holy Spirit, the fireballs of glory, the power that protected me when I was shot 6 times at a riot in Seattle, Washington, during the military timing. And when you were protected when the shots were fired and the Texaco gas station when you was in the Seattle, Washington, USA, getting some gasoline. And many other instances, you was in the Los Angeles area when they had the Crips and the Bloods, they had a shootout. And I know you went through a lot when you was ministering over there, and they shot right through you, and no bullet destroyed you because you were possessed of a fireball. So this fireball is on earth, baby. This light of Christ is Zoom light. It's right here, right now. So the second coming of Christ, in a sense, it's already happened. Now, we know there's a literal appearing of the man, the glory, man of glory, Jesus Christ. The scripture declares that. We don't deny it. But while we're waiting, don't just sit back and suck your thumb. Sit back and put your thumb on your nose and praise Jesus.
Let's clear that. Okay, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Okay.
Now, he can't come back until everything is purified. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So basically, this earth and everybody on it has to be purified with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So basically, you have to be transfigured, or you're going to have to be eliminated from the earth for him to come back.
That's right.
So what you're saying is that people right now are sitting here waiting when they should be working on themselves, praising that ghost holy, purifying themselves to be ready for this Holy Ghost that's going to come upon this earth. Not, they shouldn't be worried so much about Jesus. They should be concentrating on the light of Christ, which is going to come and purify. Because if you're not pure, it's basically going to burn you up, or it's going to, or you're going to have to go to another dimension. Is that true?
That is very true, because in the book of Corinthians, throughout all the apostolic scriptures, that's why I like those apostolic, and you hear me say apostolic scriptures a lot. Apostolic means after Jesus ascended, the Holy Spirit came, and the disciples received it, and they were in another age known as the apostolic age, or the sweetie age of consummation and fire.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. You see, because this is the age of fire and light, Zoom light. And so if people would think it's called Holy Spirit or Hagios Spirit, well, how come we're just not called Great Spirit or Spirit? It's called Holy. You have to be holy. Holy to be purified, sanctified in the fires of purification to endure, and to endure this glorification that is to come and that is to happen right now, right here on the earth. And people were taught, Annalise, she said that they were taught that they had to suffer and go through agony and just mosey on through life with a hung down head, living in a shack without a Cadillac. Well, you don't have to do that, Caddyshack. You know, you can live holy and prosperity right now. Now, for a commercial break, right during the program, people were asking me about the $1,000 seed that various ministers, you know, people asked them. I say, send me a $7,000 seed. I'm serious. Now, let me explain so you won't get all hung up. Oh, I thought you don't preach for money. I don't. We don't. We do not preach for money. I see. But if you want to give to the needy, I'm one of the needy, baby. I got bills to pay, medical bills to pay, eye doctor bills, this and that. Hey, I'm ready. You can send, all the people can send me $7,000. Started from Ken J. from Sandusky, Ohio, or Youngstown, Ohio. Send that $7,000, brother Ken J. I won't get mad. We won't get mad. Post office box 3, what is it? Post office box 308, 318, 07.
Right,
we all high in the spirit. So you guys can see it on the internet, on our website, Seattle, Washington, USA, and the zip code is 98 something.
103.
Yeah, that's it, 98103, USA. No problem. Wherever planet we are in, wherever we are in the galaxy, I guarantee we'll get the money. Just write that check right away without delay, baby. Because when you give to the me, you give it to the Son of God. I say that very humbly because we're talking about the Son of God. We're talking about the magnificent light of Christ, the energy. Now, giving, if you were to give some money or send some money as a gift, not because, like I say, we don't preach for hire. That's against the rules right there. We don't preach for hire. We do this free of charge. But people that just got their pockets itching and their pocketbooks itching and ready to give us some monetary blessings, we won't get mad. People would say, what about this $1,000? Well, I say, what about $7,000? I'll go higher. Well, you know, so-and-so say, about $1,000. And I say, well, you see the results. You see the blessing. Some people try to get you to condemn another minister. We don't do that. We don't downgrade people. We don't even downgrade the government of America. We make kid about, talk about Speaker of the House, John Boehner, in the House. He's a wonderful man. You know, he goes through his changes. Sometimes he disagrees with the president, stuff like that. But you're going to have that. You're going to have that in the parliament. But the name of the game is to love all humankind. And so the treat for the needy, I don't know how I got on this subject. Yeah, I do.
Treat
I know,
for the needy.
I know how I got on this. The Holy Spirit is leading us. Yeah, treat for the needy that usually comes in October. We're saying do it now. Don't wait. Year round. Halloween, trick-or-treat, treat for the needy, you know, like it was in the beginning. You know, you collect things for the people, and you bless the people, you bless the those who don't have, the poor, and various different classes of people. And when we spoke about this last Christmas season, in October, you know, October, November, December, and throughout the season, many stores, Safeway, Jack in the Box, restaurants in America were giving, and people in the UK were really giving. And in America, they said, I can't be outdone. And they started, you know, participating more, giving to charity and organizations. The church people are supposed to do that more. You know, they want to put this responsibility on the governments of the world. No. The apostles, they gave and they helped the community. They were community leaders, and they gave to help people and mankind, you see. And so I don't. That's amazing how this subject came up. But like you prayed earlier, my brother, Holy Spirit directed. And obviously it's happening. What would you say?
Yeah. Like the churches basically were there to they gave to the people, the widows. They blessed them. They basically blessed the community. They were like a community organization. They were like the hub of the community. When you needed something, the church was there. Food, the church was there. The church basically was to help the community. It wasn't like it is today. They do a little bit of it, but mainly it's the opposite of what's today that's going on. They should be more community oriented to help around their community, because that's what Jesus Christ taught. And so we are just emphasizing what Jesus, when we say treat to the needy, it was like that way back there. They didn't treat to the needy. So we're trying to bring that back. A lot of the original stuff has gotten lost,
right?
Because people have been focusing on other things. So we're trying to bring back all the truth and the hidden stuff that people don't really know. And God, Jesus has been so, and I'm going to say, great praise to Allah Jehovah,
yes,
who's really dealt with us a lot more than Jah Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has given us lots of information that happened back in the past. That's
right.
How come you guys are getting it. It's for the Allah Jehovah,
right,
and our divine Holy Spirit, but Allah Jehovah too. And Jah Jesus come on this thing, but mainly
right.
Allah Jehovah. You know, he has a lot of love. A lot of times we try to forget about Allah Jehovah. You know, we say this, but that Allah Jehovah has so much love. He can't take sin in the least degree.
Right.
But he sure do brag on his son.
Yes,
and you mess with him, man, he got his angels and stuff ready. Judges give the word, because see, they work together.
Right.
You know.
That's
And but then, getting back to it, all this information that we're giving you, a lot of it comes from the Holy Spirit, a lot of it comes from Allah Jehovah, then some comes from Jah Jesus, you know. And this information is sacred information.
Yes.
Like I've said before, and my brother said, the revival is on.
Yes.
The revival has been on since April 21st, 2013.
Yes.
That's when the revival started. And this revival is continuing. Now the churches are starting to pick it up, like my brother said. I don't watch TV, so I don't know. So he's saying that the churches are picking it up, and they're starting to say a lot more of Jah Jesus, or basically just Jesus,
right.
You know, because they're scared, it seems like, to say,
Jesus,
put a jaw on that Jesus for some reason. So, but they're saying Jesus, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that's not even in the church realm that's really catching on to him, because they're really open to it.
Right.
And as the Father's saying, they're really catching on, especially the people that's not churchified. They're really catching and grasping and using the principles really well, you know, because they really want to know, and they're open, and the Christ within them is saying, yeah, that's true. Like, when we say truth, it's that spirit within you that's saying, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I feel that, brother. Yeah, that is true, what they're saying. See, it's more of you getting the acknowledgement within yourself. The Bible helps that too, the scripture, but if you don't have that, what do you have? You have the light of Christ, which you should be depending on more than
right.
anything, yeah. more than what we say, anything. That light of Christ is going to tell you it's the truth. And when you agree with it and when you're in tune with it, then you're on your way. Like my loving brother says, living in the kingdom of heaven on earth right here and now. A lot of the Christians are thinking about, oh, Jah Jesus, when are you coming back?
Right.
You know, like, he can't come back until you become purified and transfigured, or until you leave the planet if you're not going to do that. When it's all purified and done, then he can come. He can't come put his throne on the wicked planet.
Would you say, my sweetheart brother, that having this Holy Spirit, this Zoom light, it's actually like having the personal Jesus on earth with us?
Oh, it is. My brother said it perfectly. It is having the perfect
personal
Jesus. In you, all around you, and with you. And that's what he was trying to teach. But see, let's face it, my loving brother. As a human being, when you have a magnificent being like Jah Jesus, they're going to say, hey, I want you.
Right.
You know, you have a being like that on earth, you know, a fireball on earth in an earth body down here doing all that. They're going to say, hey, all I need is you, Jesus, Jah Jesus. Yeah, he's worthy of worship, but he wants you to get into the Zoom light energy. What would you say, my brother?
I agree 1,000% plus tax. It is so imperative to be infected with the Zoom light energy, because when you magnify the eternal Zoom light energy, and then that spark of Jesus Christ to be in you at all times. And we love you, sweetheart people, and may you continue to progress in the light of Christ, because we're going to zoom right out of here with the cannon. Praise Jah Jesus.
Jah Jesus, baby. Or better yet, Jah Jesus,
baby.